back from break. We've discussed the shocking information about YouTube censoring us. We've discussed how the NSA is just building clouds of data on all Americans. And now we are joined by Jason Burmes to discuss how Kinect and other gaming consoles are being trolled by government agencies to collect even more data. Joining us now, Jason, thanks for coming on the show.
Well, thanks for having me, Aaron.
So break this down for us and talk about what's most important here.
Well, obviously, I've been covering the Kinect device since it was Project Natal on the InfoWarrior program over at InfoWars.com almost 3.5 years ago, Aaron. And now it's developed into a device that is literally in over 10 million homes. And by last count, there are about 18 million of these things on the market. And for those unfamiliar, not only does this have a 640 by 480 VGA camera that can obviously take pictures and video much like we see, it's also got a motion sensor and an infrared sensor as well, so it can map out the area and have facial recognition and motion recognition on multiple partners. And one of the articles that came out right around the launch of this thing was Kinect's future, a game controller and everything. And the lead developer there, Alex Kipman, kind of bragged and said that he was getting daily phone calls from the military, the healthcare industry, and the mobile phone industry on how they could utilize this technology as well. And in my mind, right there, alarm bells went off. We've already had Google brazenly come out and say that they're going to listen to our phone conversations to better advertise to us. They've come out with a new terms of service, basically for all of their operating systems, their web browsers, their Android devices, where they can pretty much do whatever they like, whether it's legal or not. And even, you know, a Leviathan like the European Union, who I'm no fan of, has come out and said, no, Google, you can't do that. This is still illegal. So, you know, these types of things are continuing to occur. It was not a shock to me when just last week the military actually announced a program in which they would be hacking video game consoles. And of course, this spread through the web like wildfire. On top of that, the next day it came out that they would only be hacking foreign consoles. We should trust our government, Aaron. They've been so honest and open with us before. And in doing research into seeing who they gave this contract to, it's a company called Obscure Technologies, and they are extremely obscure indeed. They had no website, no email contact. It was very difficult for me to even find a phone number. And when I did call them, as you'll see in the upcoming report I did for InfoWars.com, they immediately redirected me to the Naval Postgraduate Institute, where the first response of the woman I had called said, that story's not true. And then when I pursued that and said, well, what about the story isn't true? She said, oh, well, the blogs just got a hold of it and it ran wild on the internet. And I specified to her, I said, well, I'm not talking about any blog posts. I'm talking about both the Yahoo story and then the Kotaku follow-up. And then she told me that she had a list of approved questions and answers and that she would send them to me if I sent them to this email address. And I asked her, well, who am I sending
this
to?
So nothing's going on, but then, of course, it's run by the Naval Graduate School on behalf of Homeland Security, in other words. But they just want to blame the bloggers. And, of course, they've got this whole Kinect technology to make the conditioning of being watched in your living room fun and interactive and like you're part of this game. And down the line, it's used for what we all know it's used for, surveillance.
Absolutely. And I'd just like to make this clear, you know, technology is a double-edged sword. Some would say even a multifaceted sword, but it can be used to both empower and enslave. You know, it can be used to entrap or entertain. And sure, this device is entertaining, you know, doing this story. I actually borrowed my friend's Kinect. I used it for the very first time. It was rather fun. But if you are going to put a device this capable of not only video surveillance, but audio surveillance on a multiple level, because, you know, it can recognize up to 5 voices at once with noise cancellation technology and these advanced algorithms. Unplug the device when you're not playing it. Unplug it from the wall. Unplug it from your Xbox. No longer let it be active whatsoever, because you are literally inviting a Leviathan of a corporation like Google into your home to not only better sell to you, but possibly spy on you for the NSA, for the CIA, for the FBI sometime down the line, especially when you have somebody like General Petraeus, the head of the CIA, openly saying they're now going to spy on us through our dishwashers.
Yeah, and of course it parallels Alex Jones' warning for a decade that computers, TVs, all kinds of things were being used with hidden microphones, the available onboard microphones, the attached microphones, and other external devices to spy on us. He was ridiculed. It was denied. And now you have these open monitoring devices, and people have enough Orwellian doublethink to deny that as well. Of course, you realize that. Let's go to your report right now, and then we'll come back with more comments.
Hey everybody, Jason Burmis here reporting for Infowars.com, and we're going to be taking a look at one of the most intrusive and technologically advanced consumer devices that's out there today on the heels of our military openly saying that they will now hack video game systems through a company called Obscure Technologies. And we'll get into Obscure Technologies in just a moment. But the Kinect device by Microsoft is one in which three cameras are placed on this front plate device, one of which is an RGB camera, which sees much like you and I do, 640 by 480 in resolution, can obviously take pictures and video. And on top of that, you have a monochrome CMOS sensor and an infrared laser projector, which gets both facial recognition and motion recognition. Now, on top of that, the device also has a multi-array microphone for multiple voice recognition and, of course, ambient noise reduction. Now, this device broke all sorts of records upon its launch, and right now holds the Guinness Book of World Record for the fastest selling electronic device in history, selling 8 million units in just 60 days. And there are over 18 million of these units out on the market today as of January of this year. So essentially what you have in your living room is a spy device not only capable of tracking your motion, of taping your activities, but tracking, tracing, databasing, and even profiling yourself and other family members that may not even be using the device. In fact, I'd like to harken back to an article called Kinect, A Controller in Everything. And in this article, one of the developers, the main developer, Alex Kipman, discusses how he would like a device to be the first step in a holodeck type experience, and eventually have this device be able to recognize what kind of t-shirt you're wearing. For instance, if you were to wear a Cincinnati Bengals t-shirt, then they would take that information and then advertise to you based along those lines. What sports you enjoy, what teams you follow, what other activities are in your interest, so you can be a better slave and consumer. Kipman also discusses in the article how the military and big business calls him almost on a daily basis to see how they can implement this technology in their arena. And of course, this has now come into fruition with the military now openly hacking video game systems everywhere. And let's not forget, it's not just limited to the Kinect. They're going to be hacking PlayStations, Nintendo Wiis, and beyond, folks. So we have to be very aware of this. And let's not just stop there, because the Kinect has a future even beyond the Microsoft Xbox. In fact, it's going to be used to control the next operating system on PCs, Windows 8. In fact, I was actually able to demo the controls about 3 weeks ago in the mall. Now, it's already launched, but there's going to be a second Kinect, a Kinect 1.5 that launches this May. And again, your mouse, your keyboard, they're going to start becoming a thing of the past. Now, Microsoft has already foreseen this and bought in Skype. Now, by buying Skype up, they now have a way for people to communicate through video conferencing. Of course, this is built into the Kinect, and as it expands its audience, look for it to be used with other accounts like Skype. Let's talk about Obscure Technologies, the company that has gotten the government contract to hack video game consoles. When I went online to try to find out more about this company, it had no website and two very obscure addresses. This is what happened when I tried to call the company. Hi, my name's Jason Burmis. I'm doing a story for Infowars.com, and I was trying to get a hold of somebody from Obscure Technologies.
Hi there. Well, we have been asked to for press requests to the NPS Office for Public Affairs.
Okay. So who would I contact for a press request? Now, just to take it a little bit further, open source users have already really hacked the Kinect on levels never seen before. It's already being used to control things like Windows 7 and Google Earth and even Androids. And I'm not talking about your phone, folks. I'm talking about actual robotics that now mimic your movement based on the motion sensors in Kinect. So the sky is the limit for this device. But are you prepared to have a device in your home plugged in to the internet 24/7, 365 that could be easily hacked by not only malicious hackers out there, but your government as well? Especially when you have the CIA director, General Petraeus, saying that they will spy on you through your dishwasher. Therefore, your video game system is something they're probably already using. And we know through announcements from companies like Google, who now say that they're actually going to be listening in on your phone conversations, background ambient noise, to better advertise to you, that they've said that they'll use information from your webcam on your laptop. So I'd like this to be a warning to those out there with this device or thinking about purchasing this device, that when it is not in use, that you unplug it from your Xbox and unplug it from the power source, because you are literally putting a multifaceted spy device in your homes. Be sure to check out Infowars.com for the latest in tech news that affects your life today. I'm Jason Burmis. Thanks for listening.
Well, Burmis, first of all, great job on an exclusive report for InfoWars there. A lot of information packed in. The first thing that comes to mind is that Aldous Huxley Brave New World concept of people loving their servitude. The fact that the Kinect was the fastest selling, video game device in history, opened the gates at 8 million sales in, 2 months? Now at over 18 million sales. People are really eager to sort of share that information and try to enter more and more into that online world. So that's one major theme. The other major theme is the overall blurring between the military and these corporate interests. It harkens back to the early days when the CIA first began to become unleashed, and you saw really huge conflicts of interest like CIA coups in Guatemala and other Latin American countries that were at least in part on behalf of fruit companies. People like Alan Dulles had dual roles in that respect. And now we see the military entering into these online realms, these private corporate realms, and doing their efforts there as well.
Absolutely, Aaron, and they're going to continue to expand. And not only was the Kinect the fastest selling video game device, we're talking electronic device in history, bar none, whether it's cell phone or any of these things. And let's talk about that expansion. You know, we talked a little bit about Google in that report, and we've talked about Google before. Well, Google has a thing called Google Goggles that kind of made some pretty big headway 3 or 4 weeks ago. People were like, oh, augmented reality goggles, this looks really neat. Well, they've changed this to call it Project Glass, and they've actually put out their first demo video. Forget about the fact that we now have cell phones with two high-definition cameras on them that can easily be hacked. There are countless YouTube videos of people being able to gain access to the audio even when the phone is not in use, as long as the battery's in, as you and I are well aware. Well, these augmented reality glasses are literally a virtual window into your life every time you're wearing them. They have video capability outside. You can take video conferencing inside in them. They have voice recognition. Literally, we are being set up to have 24/7, 365 spy devices mounted on our bodies. And one of the things I talked about in this report with the Kinect is this is going to be the tool to actually use Windows 8, which is undoubtedly going to be the biggest operating system of our time. Windows has dominated the market now for almost 20 years, with Apple just having a small share of the operating system market out there. Google's tried to come in. They haven't been successful outside of cellular devices and some tablets. But I'm telling you right now, the keyboard is going to be a thing of the past. The mouse is going to be a thing of the past. We are literally going to be using Minority Report style devices that are going to give a window into our personal lives, Aaron, like never before.
I mean, we say personal lives. Of course, we're grounded in the Constitution, Bill of Rights based. We have a privacy. We have a Fourth Amendment. They've been whittling that away for decades. And the fact that the NSA is building this gigantic spy hub really signals the fact that more and more they see us as a population, not as individual, free, sentient, thinking creatures who have innate privacy, but more and more like we're just a data bank. We're a resource for learning how systems work, how a human population system works. Do you see that trend moving, and where does it go? It looks only like scary ground to me.
Well, absolutely. As the economy is really brought down in this country, more and more people will be looking for work, and more people will be willing to man this $2 billion NSA spy center that is intended for us American citizens. This thing is reported to it's going to be the size of 17 football fields, folks. 17 football fields, stadiums is what they're saying. Just think about the last time you went to a football game, and now you're going to have 17 of those fully manned with personnel. What could they possibly be doing other than surveilling the general populace? And of course, there's stories breaking all the time right now. James Bamford, the guy behind Body of Secrets, the original publisher of the Northwoods documents that we've talked about in regards to 9/11 and beyond and false flag terror, has just done an amazing report on this. And as you and I know, Aaron, he's confronted Michael Hayden, the ex-head of the CIA, on our loss of a Fourth Amendment. And basically, he was just pushed aside when he asked that question. So unfortunately, I just see this moving towards this surveillance type of society where we have less and less personal freedoms, and those that try to rise up will be dealt with in a manner unbecoming of our constitutional republic that was once great.
It's crazy. And the idea of opting out, as we see with the TSA, it's almost a halfway honest thing, except it's a rigged game, and opting out just means you'll be groped in the airport context. Well, what about online? Can you opt out of these surveillance measures? I don't know. Even if you could, and even if it was an honest system, there's so many layers of it, so many different things we interact with, so many areas where Google alone controls the entire arena for debate in the online world, in these technologies. How could you opt out of such a large swirling data bank?
It's going to be very, very difficult. And with Google getting into the television business and many of these smart TVs already having apps like YouTube, and seeing YouTube become more and more of a television station and not just a user-based system for content to be uploaded to the world, they're moving in the direction of becoming a TV station. And of course, they are owned by Google. And we've already been warned about some of these smart TVs that are already out there with high definition cameras and voice recognition, much like the Kinect device. And this is going to be moving forward. You're going to see more and more of this. In fact, I would say within 5 years, I would say the majority of homes, at least 70%+, will have one of these smart television devices or something like it in their households. And most people, unfortunately, are not going to see the negative side to that. They're going to be like, I don't have to use a remote control. I can just say TV turn on. This is great. But in doing so, you are not only giving up your personal privacy, you're setting yourself up for a surveillance state that we don't want to be a part of, that free humanity should never be a part of, Aaron.
Absolutely. And of course, technology is a double-edged sword, but they are armed to the teeth. And for the most part, we're basically ignorant about the data fight, the fight for privacy, where it is out there. So we'd like to continue to support these kind of reports, groups like the EFF who are trying to fight for online freedom, And let's hope it continues. Jason Burmish, thanks for joining us, and we will speak to you in the future. That is it for tonight's InfoWars Nightly News. We'll be back again tomorrow. Thanks for watching, and please support us. We are under attack in so many ways, as you heard Alex Jones mention earlier. Good night.